The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. We're going to talk about the menopause in a minute.
We are.
But first of all, why do women go through the menopause?
That's a big question about biology. It's a strange one, why menopause happens. You know, and biologists have wondered about this for a long time and they still don't fully know. I mean, there's good evidence the grandmother can help with the grandchild, and there's evidence for that. More survival, for instance, in ancient times. There's records for this sort of thing, you know. So it looks like a grandmother or an aunt or an elder relative can help with the offspring, and that may be why menopause kicked in for
humans. Or whether or not an elderly mother, you know, a woman in her 60s giving birth to a child would live long enough to foster that child she gave birth to.
Evolution could have factored that in as well. But the breakthrough, Pat, is interesting. There's only two other species of mammals that do it. That's unusual among mammals anyway. And the boat whales, the killer whale and the short-finned pilot whale. The females there go through menopause as well, and they've studied these whales to see if...
So I presume they wouldn't suffer from hot flushes in the water.
They probably don't. That's right. It's nice and cool. But what's interesting is, Pat, you're right in a sense, the older whale, the grandmother, shall we say, with her offspring, that offspring is less likely to survive than her daughter's offspring, her grand offspring. And that tells us something. And maybe evolution said, oh, it's a bit wasteful if biologically for the grandmother to have an offspring. And it turns out the grandmother is in competition with the daughter for food
resources,
and nutrients
in
the environment. So maybe evolution said, if you know what I mean, why don't we let the grandmother now not have any more whales in this case, and now the grandmother can help with the daughter's whales. That may be a reason.
And so we can make the parallel with humankind.
Possibly, yeah, but they're very careful to extend it to humans. But it's intriguing, isn't it, Pat? Maybe through millennia of history, the same was happening with humans.
Yeah, I mean, we know that our longevity has extended dramatically in the last few centuries. So before, where the longevity, the life expectancy might be 45 or something like that. So if you gave birth to a child at 44 and you died at 45, no time to nurture the
baby. No time to nurture. Not many women live to that age either, by the way. They wouldn't have the capacity to have children and because they would have died, you know. But still, some women must have lived through that period, and then evolution begins to select out the capacity to have children in the older woman. Mm. It seems to be
now, talk to me about the menopause. Is there such a thing?
Well, probably not. I mean, it's very different, Pat, isn't it? Have you been through it yourself?
Well, I'm wondering, tell me the symptoms.
Well, it's not like women, is it? In women, as we know, estrogen, progesterone plummet, and then the woman can no longer get pregnant. A man, of course, can fertilise an egg well into a ripe old... Look at Mick Jagger, Al Pacino. So it's very different, isn't it? Because women can't do
Robert
that. Men can.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the first thing. So it's not quite the same. But the question is about testosterone, because that is the key hormone in males. Although females have it as well. People don't realise. Women have a certain level of testosterone too. There's evidence that as men age, their testosterone does drop. It's 1% a year, unlike in a woman when you get a massive plummet in estrogen. So the testosterone levels are falling as a man ages. And then the question is, does that kick in then and have various effects on his behaviour and his muscles and so on?
So they are the physiological effects of ageing, but really, can you call it a menopause?
Not really, no. Now, there is a very serious medical condition, Pat, called hypogonadism in men.
Hypogonadism. What is that?
They're men whose testicles, which is where you make most of your testosterone, by the way, the testicles can't make enough testosterone, and they're definitely testosterone deficient. Now, they show mood problems, lack of libido, muscle mass changes. Now, they're the ones you want to look at, and they're the ones who we give TRT, they call it, Pat, by the way. Testosterone replacement.
HRT and TRT.
HRT for men. So they give these men testosterone supplements, and it has a dramatic effect, but it really helps them because obviously they're genuinely deficient in testosterone. The debate then becomes, in men who haven't got that particular condition, are their testosterone levels sufficiently low that if you give a supplement you might benefit them? And
now,
that's not fully clear.
Can you have too much of a good thing?
You can. Now, by the way, Pat, there's a massive market. We noticed lots of ads for this everywhere. Last year, $1.9 billion worth of testosterone was sold in various supplements and gels and creams. It's a big market, you know.
Okay.
And you got to watch out because it does have side effects. And so, for example, acne, it's like you're a teenager again, is a big one. Pat, there's a very strange one. For some reason, testosterone will boost red blood cells. And that might be part of why testosterone is an energizing type hormone.
Yeah.
You get too many red blood cells, it's got erythrocytosis, that can cause all kinds of problems, you know. And then obviously the big one, Pat, is if you give someone testosterone, they stop making their own. There's like a negative feedback effect in their testicles.
Okay, so if they then stop taking the TRT or the testosterone in some form, they are no longer generating enough testosterone.
Well, no, they might recover, but when they're on high testosterone, you stop making it, and guess what, Beth? They become infertile, rather paradoxically, because you're not making it anymore in the right place, if you know what I mean, and the sperm count paradoxically falls.
Now, is there any evidence that natural testosterone is falling in men?
That's right. Yeah, yes. There's two things going on. As you age, as I say, 1% drop, but maybe not below a level that would make you deficient. But secondly, obesity, that will cause testosterone to fall. Diabetes will cause it to fall as well. And it looks as if, Pat, modern living, strangely, young men, we discussed this before, testosterone is falling in men anyway. Is that environmental? Is it because of stress? Who knows what it is? But there's some evidence now that testosterone...
Are they being emasculated in some way?
Well, you never know, but there is evidence that testosterone are falling. But whether they fall low enough to make you fully deficient, that's what...
What was the
about.
Traverse trial?
That was an important one, yeah, Pat. So the question is, now if you're a biochemist like me, Pat, you know we measure these things all the time. It's called clinical biochemistry. The range of testosterone is 300 to 1,000 nanograms per deciliter is how we measure.
That's a fairly big range.
That's a big range, yeah. But that just shows you what that defines deficiency. If you're less than 300, you're considered deficient. They gave those men testosterone in this Traverse trial. Big trial, 5,000 people, placebo-controlled, double-blind, very important to have the controls in. And there was a dramatic effect. They got a 50% increase in libido, because that libido falls if testosterone's low. But there was a 25% effect in the placebo group, which just shows you there can be a placebo effect here. But certainly their vitality, should we call it, and their mood improved. And the libido went up. The other things that they had, things like fatigue and depression, didn't really change, which tells us something as well, possibly. So when men report the menopause and say they're tired or they're depressed, probably some other reason for that to do with middle age and, you know, the responsibilities of life and so on.
But that business of excess testosterone, I mean, it might make people aggressive.
Well, that's the next problem. It does absolutely increase aggression. That's another worry, you know.
That term, testy. He's a bit testy,
yeah. No, there's no doubt about that. They've shown testosterone levels can correlate with that aggressive response. It's the classic male behaviour pattern in a way, if it gets very high. And we know ourselves, but men are different, aren't they? Some men have higher libidos than others. It's probably the testosterone level that's determining that, you know.
Very interesting. Fascinating stuff. Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.